Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It was mentioned today that the Buffalo FBI office helped with the manhunt. In general terms, just going off history, what does the Buffalo office do when an event happens on the other side of the country?
Well, in the Bureau has 56 what they call field offices, or major offices. Each of those offices have resident agencies, maybe another 400 and plus smaller offices, or we might call them satellites. We call them resident agencies in the Bureau. So the office where that's responsible for an investigation, that would be the office where the event, typically where the event took place. They're called the Office of Origin. And as they do their investigation, they'll come up with things that would suggest there's something to be done, looked at, run to ground in another city. So what they would do is send out a lead to one of those 56 field offices as appropriate to say, please conduct this investigation. So I would think that Salt Lake City, which is the office of origin for the FBI office of origin for this, must have come up with something that suggested a link. In Buffalo, it could be a person went to school here and they want to, know some background on who his associate might be. They might have gotten phone records and they saw a phone call to somebody in Buffalo. So that office would then ask Buffalo to conduct the investigation, to identify the person, interview the person, and they tell them specifically what they're looking for. And that's typically how it works.
Would Buffalo have been on call because it's a border location and maybe they thought the suspect might have been trying to escape into Canada?
I don't think so much just Buffalo. What they would, it's possible, but I think that would probably be, it would be more likely that there's something that they found that they wanted Buffalo to, because we got border officers all over the country, and that would be done more with Customs and Immigration as opposed to the FBI. The FBI might start a lead for Buffalo to contact the Customs office here, the Immigration office here, to alert them. So it's a possibility, but I would think it's less of that and more likely that there's something that they uncovered that suggested that they wanted to get some information that was relevant to Buffalo, relevant to somebody or something here in Buffalo.
Does this happen more often than we realize? You guys get the Buffalo office gets it, sort of outreach saying, can you check into this person or this thing?
Happens every day, all the time. As you might be doing a bank robbery investigation in Los Angeles, and the person that's suspected may have gotten some information that the person once lived in Buffalo or traveled from Buffalo to Los Angeles, anything like that. And a good investigator will run all of those leads to ground to make sure they know everything. And I'll give you a couple of examples.
Sure.
You may or may not remember these, but the John Walker spy case back in the in the 80s, who was John Walker, who was a spy for the Russian intelligence service, who was a naval officer in the United States. Well, he had some connections here in Buffalo, and Buffalo, the Buffalo Division did some significant investigations as a part of that. Also, Tim McVeigh, the Oklahoma City bomber, he grew up in Youngstown. So Buffalo was very heavily involved in that Oklahoma City bombing. So those kinds of things happen all the time.
Take it back even further. A book I read, there's belief that James Earl Ray escaped into Canada via the Peace Bridge, and that was investigated here in Buffalo.
Absolutely. And again, those are things that always happened. And that's the way an investigation should work. As you're conducting an investigation, you get hundreds of leads either you develop as part of your work, or you get people calling in, especially a major case like this, will be calling in. And someone may have called and said, I saw him, I was in Niagara Falls 2 weeks ago, and I saw that exact same person. And so Buffalo might have gotten a lead check with Customs and Border and see if they have any information relative to this guy crossing the border. But it could be any number of things. And I don't know specifically what's going on, obviously. But so to speculate on exactly what it is would be useless. But I think suffice it to say there was some connection between the shooter and Buffalo that caused Salt Lake City to ask Buffalo to do some work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.